From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. 11 Pacific Rim nations, including Canada, are moving ahead with talks for a resurrected Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. Leaders from the Asia-Pacific nations are meeting in Vietnam to push ahead with the massive trade deal without the U.S. Here is VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman, who is traveling with President Trump.
One of the first things that Donald Trump did when he became president was to pull the United States out of that 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership. But on the other hand, President Trump very clearly said today that he would do a bilateral trade agreement with any nation in the region that wants to be a partner of the United States, as long as they're willing to abide by what he calls the principles of fair and reciprocal trade.
The way Steve Herman reporting, working on the TPP are Canada, Australia, Chile, New Zealand, Brunei, Singapore, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, Peru, and Vietnam. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have approved a joint statement on Syria, agreeing there is no military solution to the conflict. The two met on the sidelines in the APEC summit in Vietnam. They also confirmed their commitment to Syria's sovereignty. Washington Post newspaper is reporting the body of one of the four U.S. Marines killed last month in Niger by militants was found with arms bound, apparently executed. U.S. military says the attackers were suspects believed to have been affiliated with the Islamic State. That attack came under heavy scrutiny here in the United States after initial accounts were questioned. Lawmakers said they believe they got insufficient information. This is VOA News. Top lawmaker from Catalonia has left a prison near Madrid after supporters posted her bail. The terms she agreed to in exchange for being granted bail seem likely to prevent her from campaigning on a pro-independence ticket for regional elections set for next month. VOA's Marissa Melton reporting.
Carme Forcadell appeared in the Supreme Court to answer charges of rebellion, sedition, and misuse of public funds after she enabled a declaration of independence by the Catalan Parliament in late November. She was released on bail of about $175,000 and agreed to renounce any political activity that went against the Spanish Constitution. The court said it could reconsider its ruling if it found evidence of her committing more offenses, effectively banning her from campaigning for independence for the December 21st election. Following the independence declaration, Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy dissolved the Catalan parliament and fired the administration of Catalan President Carles Puigdemont. Forcadell at the time described Rajoy's actions as a coup and an attack against democracy. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Three Chinese students were injured when a man known to have psychiatric problems deliberately ran over them with his car near the city of Toulouse, France. French officials say the driver, a 28-year-old man, was known to authorities for previous minor crimes, but was not on a list of known extremists. He was arrested. France has experienced a rash of vehicular terror attacks inspired by the Islamic State. Last year, a Tunisian man used a large truck to kill 86 people in the southern city of Nice. A survey conducted by the UN Refugee Agency of more than 500,000 Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh finds one-third are vulnerable and in need of special assistance. UNHCR spokesperson Dania Khan says, told VOA they described the conduct that survey to assess the refugees' vulnerability and see what help was most needed.
According to the data so far collected, we have number of households headed by single mothers without any male support. We have younger children who are now taking care of their sibling. We have elderly grandparents who have no support from younger family members because they are either killed or separated.
Khan says many people suffer from various disabilities and many children are separated from their families. She said all of these people will require special life-saving support. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.